Hello and happy Friday, September 24th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. There are so many incredible new songs out today, and we've got them all covered for you on iHeart New Music. You can hear new music from Alessia Cara, BTS and Coldplay, The Arkells, and so much more. Jason Derulo shared news on Thursday that he and girlfriend Jenna Frooms have gone their separate ways. The split comes only 4 months after Frooms, 28, welcomed the couple's only child together, son, Jason. "Jenna and I have decided to part ways," Derulo, 32, tweeted. "She's an amazing mother, but we feel being apart and this time alone will allow us to be the best versions of ourselves and the best parents that we could be." The couple started dating in March 2020, enjoyed a vacation earlier this month in Italy, and celebrated their joint birthday in Aspen earlier this week. In an Instagram post on Wednesday, which she later deleted, Frooms gushed over Derulo. "You are the most handsome, hardworking, talented, silly, loving human ever. You make my whole life, and I'm so grateful for the love we share. You and our mini make me the happiest girl in the world, and I can't wait to make more memories with you guys. I know I'm a tough cookie, but you make me soft and accept me for who I am, and I'm forever grateful for that. Cheers to another year. I love you so much, forever." Tory Lanez, who stands accused of shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot in 2020, might not have to go to trial. On Thursday, Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney Kathy Ta told a judge prosecutors are having meaningful discussions about making a deal that would resolve the case. The next scheduled court date is on November 3rd. Kings of Leon siblings Caleb, Jarab, and Nathan Followill said on Thursday that they are canceling their upcoming concert so they could say goodbye to their ailing mother, Betty Ann. "Our mother, who many of our fans know and love, has been dealing with a medical crisis for the last several weeks, and while it's been hard to take the stage each night, it's been the love and the energy from you, our fans, that have gotten us through," read a message on social media. "Just before taking the stage at the Forum, we learned that she took a turn for the worse. It was a hard show to get through, but you helped us get up that night in a way we will never forget." The Followill brothers said immediately following Tuesday night's show, they flew home where they will remain by her side until a time comes to say goodbye. Kings of Leon canceled Thursday's performance in Mountain View, California, and they're set with Eddie Vedder's Ohana Festival on Friday. "We wanted to say thank you for all of our fans for supporting us during this time," read the message. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and go to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.